You met presidents.
Yes,
tell us about some of them.
I met President Kennedy through a friend of his and mine, an attorney, who was determined that the president would meet me. And I finally got a call from President Kennedy to come that morning on Saturday. And I flew up, and he was in between the Oval Office and the Cabinet Office, going into Cabinet meeting, and he was there waiting for me. And he reached out and shook my hand, the most powerful handshake I've ever had in my life. I almost fell down. And the first words out of his mouth, he says, "How about all those people you're praying for in Maryland?" And I said, "Well, they're there, and some of them are being healed." He said, that's great. And he had me to talk to him a minute about my crusades. I prayed with him, and I asked him to pray with me. And I had a wonderful time with him. The next one was Nixon. Nixon was determined that he'd see me, and I was determined he would not. He had my senator from Oklahoma put the pressure on me, and I told him I wouldn't do it. And he came back three different times, said the president has to see you. So I flew up. I describe it in my book, and I found out what he wanted. He said he was nervous on TV, and I wasn't. And he wanted to know how I did it. I told him I was nervous, too, when I started. But I pictured a woman, 60 years old, that I wasn't preaching to the world. I was preaching to one person on TV. And I sat there and talked with her, and I got over my nervousness. And he thanked me.
You met other presidents, Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford, George Bush Sr. Any stories about those three that jumped out?
Yes, sir. I met President Bush Sr. I met Carter.
And then it would have been Gerald Ford.
Yes, I played golf with Gerald Ford several times in Palm Springs at the club I belonged to. And he was a great man. And Jimmy Carter, I was going to Atlanta to preach in the Grace Methodist Church on Sunday morning when he called me and asked me would I stay with him in the governor's mansion with him and Rosalind. And Eva and I agreed. And we stayed, and that night all the children were at the table, and we were having a good time in prayer, and his son Jack accepted Jesus Christ. The next morning I went to preach, and he went to teach his Bible class. And after that, we were in touch quite often. When he was making up his mind to run for president, he flew to Tulsa and called me and came to the house, came in the front room, knelt, put his arms around my legs, and said, "Brother Roberts, I'm going to run for president. I'm going to win. I don't know how to be president. Would you pray for me?" So I prayed for him, and he left immediately, got on the plane, and flew back to Atlanta. And then he called me once to the Oval Office, and the Secretary of Health and Welfare came to Tulsa, and she got in with the hospital crowd that was trying to stop me building a city of faith, and the papers carried it. And so he called me through a friend who heard about it and asked me to come to bring Richard, and we went to the White House. He asked me to come into a private office. He won't talk to me privately, and let Richard talk to Rosalind. Dr. Winslow, who was my medical director, went with me, and he had the man who was his right-hand man from Georgia. He finally quit. But anyway, he said, "I've got my man here for Dr. Winslow to talk to." He had it all planned out. I talked with him, and we never mentioned anything about anything except a general talk. And there was no more trouble from the Secretary of Health and Welfare against the City of Faith. And we never even brought it up.